I would like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Rob DeWalt, who is a staff writer for the Pasatiempo. He's also a food writer. He writes mainly about candy apples, candy corn, and mini Snickers bars. Welcome, gentlemen. It's the Babapalooza.
Welcome.
How are you?
It's the Zombie Ghost Extravaganza.
Well, that fits in with the Pasatiempo
that
today.
Reminds me, I brought you some special candy for Halloween that's got a little sort of like regional twist on it.
What, pickles?
No. I couldn't find any pickle-flavored candy in time, but I got you salt and limon-flavored Pop Rocks.
Salt and lemon-flavored Pop Rocks. Wow, that is beautiful. I'm not sure I'm going to eat them right now because that might make unwanted sound effects. So... Happy Halloween, dude.
Happy Halloweeny.
What's going on?
Nothing.
This weekend.
If you pick up the Pasatiempo, you'll see my cover story on the legend of Sleepy Cuchillo. It's a little ghost town north of Tier C, and that's where I was last weekend looking for ghosts, and here's my report on it. I think there's also an online video by Luis Sanchez Saturno, which involves my wandering around this ghostly place.
I need to know. Did you find him?
No.
You didn't find him?
No, we brought in a medium who found some, but we slept the night peacefully in the haunted house. But you know what? If you do believe in ghosts, that doesn't mean they come out every night or that they contact you.
That's right. They got day jobs.
They got things to do.
They do?
Yeah.
What do they do?
You know, I think if you were trying to...
Ghost laundry?
Yeah, they got to have their sheets. Otherwise, how can they wear them? You got to do your sheets once in a while.
Oh, that's a good point.
So anyway, we have a whole bunch of essays in today's Pasta, including by me and Rob, on why zombies are popular, why vampires are popular. There's ghosts. I think the only thing we're missing is Gorilla Men.
Gorilla Men?
Yeah, like in the old days, Bela Lugosi would be in these movies for Monogram Pictures, and he'd be like half man, half gorilla because he was experimenting. Why would somebody do that, by the way?
Because they couldn't find any vampire makeup or capes or anything?
That's not the reason. They already did the vampire movie. They had to do something new. So the Gorilla Men is the only thing we didn't cover. What's amazing, and Rob and I were talking about this, is Saturday night Halloween, there's like four events you can go take in, right?
There's a lot. There's a lot of Halloween-y stuff going on.
Let's hear about it. I want to do one of them.
Okay, the Mayor's Ball, 6 to 11, which is going to benefit La Familia Medical Center, and that's at the Convention Center.
Well, that's also, isn't that the wonderful honoring of the people who received arts awards?
That was last night.
Oh, I missed it.
No, that was the Mayor's Awards.
I think that was last night. But, I have to say something. They might have chosen a different title for the Mayor's Ball other than A Wicked Affair, especially, you know, when there's other stuff going on like elections and stuff.
It's supposed to be a family event.
I know.
Having said that, it's 6 to 11 Saturday night, Santa Fe Community Center. I'll give you a phone number, 955-0302. The same night, the Human Rights Alliance, Santa Fe Human Rights Alliance, is having a little get-together up at the Lodge of Santa Fe from 8 to 2 a.m., dancing with DJ Tatooine. Is that it?
Tatooine.
And there's going to be a contest. When to Watch is going to be there. Drag goddesses Peekaboo and Teffy Shalimar. What is it? Shalimar?
Teffy Shalimar, Guava Chiffon, Boozy Orman, the Drinking Mormon, and others. We'll just leave it at that. Some of them you couldn't repeat on the air.
You can get tickets at the door.
There's some wonderful names, aren't there?
Yeah, and actually that event was actually scheduled to be at the Hilton, which it usually is, but this year they moved it at the last minute.
Up to the Lodge.
Up to the Lodge.
St. Francis.
So, and they have apparently special rates for rooms. For people who don't feel like, you know, drinking and driving.
Or you meet somebody in the dance floor, you want to spend the night with them?
Yeah,
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The third Halloween
like
event.
Like I said, it's a family show.
Oh, sorry. Is at Buffalo Thunder, and that is a benefit for Open Hands, which is a great local nonprofit that helps the elderly and the disabled. And it's a costume party. It's a fantasy masquerade. Ooh, look at this. And that's from 8 to 1 up at Buffalo Thunder, which is about 15 miles north of the city. DJ King George is there, Santa Fe Little Big Band, Moving People Dance. Tickets can be purchased by calling ticket.com, which is 800-905-3315. If you order them today, you save $5. I hope I can say that. Costume contest, food, drink, dancing. The funny thing about these parties is, isn't tomorrow night we move the clocks back?
Tomorrow night we move the clocks back. So
yeah, it's the absolutely ideal Halloween weekend because Halloween falls on a Saturday night. And then you get to sleep in an extra hour on Sunday.
That's right.
But if you're in the middle of a party, like, do they set it back an hour and then you get an extra hour of partying?
You know, I don't know what the deal is with restaurants and bars and stuff. I know when I was bartending years ago, we would stay open an extra hour.
Because at midnight you'd put the clock back to 11.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't that be fun to do one night when it wasn't the time change?
Well, it's actually, don't they do it at 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's 2 o'clock in the morning that it changes.
But what about if you go to bed at 10:30? Do you do it in advance?
No, you set an alarm and you get up and do it.
Yeah, you set alarm for 2 a.m.
What do you mean?
And you get up and set it to 1, and then you sleep for another hour, and then you get up again and check whether it's still right.
What kind of nonsense is this? I finished the 10 o'clock news. I moved my clock back an hour.
Hey, isn't there a great event at Second Street as well?
Let's see. It's
isn't it Gumbo Project and then that wonderful Kiss cover band?
No. That's it's all switched around. Actually, the Cowgirl and the Corazon are doing a sort of trade-off. So if you go to the Cowgirl and you pay your cover, you can see Zoe Fitzgerald, the time-traveling transvestite, Joe West's weirded out rock opera, and that's at 9 o'clock. You pay a cover, you pay a little bit more, you get to go to Corazon's Halloween thing. Now Corazon has, oh gosh, they have all kinds of stuff. They have These United States, which is sort of a gritty roots rock band. DJ Jim Stevens is going to be doing some deep house, and then Love Gun, the Kiss cover
Love
band.
Love Gun, that's it. Love Gun.
Yeah,
With KSFR's own Peter Williams.
That's right. And so Corazon co-owner Mikey Baker, who's in Love Gun, called me just to smooth things out and let me know what was going on, because there was a little confusion. So if you pay a cover at Corazon plus a little extra, you get coverage at the Cowgirl too. So it's keeping people out of the cars and in the bars.
Okay, because I heard a rumor that because last year they were at Second Street on Halloween night.
No. Right.
But not this year.
No. Not this year.
Okay.
But they do have the same drummer that they had last year at Second Street. He's a great drummer.
All right.
A couple more little Halloween things and then we can get off of that. November 1st, Sunday, Chuck Jones Gallery. The Santa Fe High School Spanish language students have constructed a Day of the Dead altar, and you can go by and see it. It's free. They're on, what street are they on? Palace?
Chuck Jones, 135 West Palace, downstairs from Fusion Nightclub.
So head on down over there. And then tomorrow at the Vargas Mall, in the cover story of the New Mexican, Not Paso Tiempo, they're getting ready for like the Big Brothers and Big Sisters extravaganza. There's going to be a costume contest for the kiddies around 4 o'clock. And then around 5 or 6, they have a haunted house that you go through and you get scared. Then at 11 o'clock, they're showing The Exorcist, right, with the revised footage.
Yeah, that's a rated R one, so that might not be good for the kiddies.
No, that's 11 o'clock. That's why you send the 17-year-olds in over.
Yeah.
Did you sneak into R-rated movies when you were little?
I did. I snuck into Friday the 13th on opening night with a friend of mine in Westport, Connecticut, and got physically sick. I was so scared. I got physically sick and left the theater.
But what about naughty movies?
My mom took me to see Flesh Gordon when I was in the second grade.
What the? What kind of mother is that?
I think she thought it was Flash Gordon. I think there was a miscommunication on the marquee. Also on the 1st, there's a Day of the Dead celebration at the Museum of International Folk Art.
That's right.
You can take your kids there. You can decorate some sugar skulls. They have a big community altar that you can contribute to. There's going to be some live music and refreshments. That's from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Museum of International Folk Art. If you're a New Mexico resident, there's no charge if you have an ID.
That's pretty good. So the paranormal haunted house at the Vargas is tonight too, huh?
Yeah, they're having this huge sort of fright fest thing. They have
yikes.
There's a haunted house, and what else is there? Yeah, there's a haunted house, and for 5 to 7 for the little kiddies and their guardians, and then from 7 to 10 for the bigger kids who really want to get scared. This is a benefit for Big Brothers Big Sisters. On Saturday night, they're also doing the haunted house, but they're also doing trick or treating. There's going to be snack concessions. There's a place to paint pumpkins. They have a little cakewalk. Too bad it's not a zombie walk. That would be really cool. But it's the same thing applies.
Do zombies eat cake?
Meat cake.
Right.
I think there's meat cake. Ghost walk at some event this weekend. I think one of those schools, like, that's another thing. A lot of the elementary schools are having Halloween events tomorrow over at Carlos Gilbert, which is actually in Alameda.
There's one at Chaparral, and there's one at, Carlos Gilbert is actually,
So they're all, pay attention to that stuff. And then also, Bat Boy, the musical. What do you know about that?
I know nothing about it.
What do you mean?
I mean, I didn't know anything until I read the wonderful story in the Paso Tiempo.
Well, naturally, I wrote the thing, and I, do you remember Bat Boy?
No.
What do you mean, no? Don't you ever read the Weekly World News and the Star and that stuff when you're in the line over at the checkout counter? How else do you find out about the stars with cellulite? Don't you ever read those things?
I'm like looking at the candy.
Well, you know Bat Boy, Rob,
and
right?
At the,
Little, at the tabloids. Yeah.
Tell me about him.
I know nothing about him.
Do you know Bat Boy? Yes, I do.
I know more about Lobster Boy than Bat Boy, so you're going to have to enlighten me.
Bat Boy's about the guy that's half bat and half boy, and he was found in a cave, and they wrote a theater story about him with music, and it's at the Greer Garson Theater Center in the Weckerser Studio Theater. 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock Saturday, and I think Sunday matinee. See my previous story in today's Passatiempo. Call 4736-511.
And tonight, and this isn't really explicitly Halloween-y, but tonight at El Farol on Canyon Road in Santa Fe, there is a dinner show. It's called Sueños de Andaluza. It's a performance featuring Mito y El Zoot on flamenco guitars, vocals, and percussions, and the Sultana dancers performing a fusion of dance styles. They do, I guess, Middle Eastern and other styles.
What time is this?
7 to 9. Reservations are very important.
983 plays there at 9:30. Yeah.
9912.
Okay. Cool. Give the number again.
983-9912.
Thanks.
In the spirit of Halloween, La Casa Sena's Cantina Singers are going to be doing the songs from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. There's going to be two shows tonight and two shows on Saturday night. There's 6 and 8:30 on Friday, and I believe it's 6 and 8 on Saturday night.
Good.
Oh, 5:30 and 8. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's assume you're not interested in Halloween for reasons we can't quite surmise.
What are you guys going to be for Halloween?
I've got my
drunk.
It depends. I was going to be Scooby-Doo again this year, but the little girl that lives next door has the same exact costume.
Uh-oh.
And I don't want to make her, you know, feel bad or
totally.
Anything like that. So I threw my Star Trek uniform in the truck. So just wherever I am, it's there. I can just throw it on and no makeup required. You know.
Excellent.
You just summon the inner nerd, and I'll get into character that way. Speaking of zombies and organs, TGIF organ recital on Friday. Gregory D'Agostino, I believe, performs music of Bach and others at the First Presbyterian Church Sanctuary tonight at 5:30 p.m. That's at 208 Grand Avenue. Craig Smith did a story about it in today's Passatiempo on page 27. If you can call 982-8544, you can get more info on that concert.
Good.
And there is a monster book sale today from 3 to 6 during the El Dorado Farmers Market, and tomorrow from 8 to 1 in Suite 101, La Tienda at El Dorado. And there's 3,000 donated soft and hardcover books for 25 cents each.
Wow.
And all sales will go to learningmind.org to pay for school fees and supplies for children in India and El Salvador.
Mm. What are you going to be for Halloween?
You know, I was thinking vampire, because I've been carrying around this little tube of black lipstick for some time now, and I thought I might put it to use.
From your old goth days?
I don't know why I have this thing. I was never fully goth. Oh, no.
No? That's a shame. That's a shame. You'd make a good goth.
I'd make a good vampire.
Are you nocturnal?
Yes.
Okay. Then you're halfway there.
There we have it.
You're totally halfway there.
So, Robert Knott, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to go up to 10,000 waves and be a nudist. All right, so here's something for you. The Lion and Winners at Santa Fe Playhouse.
Now, that thing is great.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw the rehearsal.
Okay.
I thought it was very good.
Excellent. 988-4262, directed by Suzanne Lederer, runs through the weekend. Joey Chavez and Ian
Waste. Is this the last weekend of it?
It is.
Oh, okay. Definitely go see it.
Joey Chavez and Ian Waste still have their show, the 7th event, Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock at Santa Fe High. Word of mouth on that is excellent. It's about the dark side of corporate greed. 467-2970.
As opposed to the happy and peaceful side of corporate greed?
You got it. We already mentioned Bat Boy, and I think Capitol High has a play going on, too. But I can't quite remember what the heck it is.
Speed Date. It's on Friday night. It's one performance only. Capitol High School Performing Arts Theater Group presents Janet Allard's comedy at 7 p.m. in the Brian Font Theater. You can call 467-1070 for ticket info. That is tonight. And there was one thing. I got a late press release, and it didn't have time to get into the calendar this week, but Meow Wolf is having an art opening this evening.
Excellent.
And apparently tomorrow night they're having five bands tomorrow night.
Whoa.
I don't have the information in front of me, but if you go to their myspace.com/meowwolf. You can get more information on
or
that.
Or you just Google Meow Wolf and you'll find them.
Right.
Warehouse 21 has opened Mike Wednesdays, 7 o'clock at the Internet Cafe in Warehouse 21. Check it out.
And also, a heads up, a week in advance, I want to let people know that on Saturday, November 7th, not this Saturday,
Jim
but
Hightower.
The next one, Jim Hightower will be at Collected Works Bookstore. In Santa Fe, it's a benefit for KSFR.
That's excellent.
And for we have, you can go, and then there's also a reception, and there's music and all kinds of things. So you can call Linda at 428-1379.
Linda, with a smiling face.
Do you like ice skating?
I like watching it.
You don't like doing it?
I used to like doing it. I haven't done it for a long time.
Yeah. Well, tonight at the Genevieve Chavez Community Center, they're having something called Chiller on Ice. It's a Halloween ice skating show at 6 p.m. performance. Apparently, there's going to be children recreating dance moves from Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Nice.
On skates.
On skates. 6:30 p.m., there's a meet and greet with the cast. 7 p.m., there's a public costume skate party. And there's an 8 p.m. Costume contest. There's a lot of, like, everywhere that we mention, usually there's going to be a costume contest.
The whole weekend.
Especially at the restaurants and the bars.
Day on Sunday.
You can clean up. If you have a costume and you do some hopping around on Saturday, you can clean up. Seriously.
Cleaning up is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's plug the Santa Fe Children's Museum.
Yes. Okay.
Today you can make a stuffed animal bat. I assume that's a bat that flies for Halloween.
Yeah.
And not a bat that you, like, beat people up with when they're right. chasing you because you didn't pay your debts over at Corazon like me. So 9 to noon today. You can get in there. You can make clay skulls and pasta skeletons at 2:30. I'm not making this up. So there's other stuff happening. Like next Thursday at 1, there's Firefighter Story Hour. That should be a burning sensation thing. You can also make corn husk dolls next Thursday at 4. Children's Museum is great. They're at 1050 Old Santa Fe, Old Pecos Trail. 989-8359. If you're visiting and you have kids, bring them over there. They have a climbing wall. They have big bubbles they do, and then they have snakes and things like that. But they don't think they have gorilla men. That's what would make
we
that
have
show
enough
good.
Of them here. Hey, this weekend on
same to me.
Saturday and not necessarily. How do you know that for sure? On Saturday and Sunday, Canticum Novum. It's a chamber orchestra and chorus commemorating All Saints and All Souls Day. Ken Knight is the musical director, and John Onstad. They present a musical experience unique to Santa Fe. It's Saturday at 7 in the evening and Sunday at 4 in the afternoon at the St. Francis Auditorium. And all kinds of music by... Did you announce this already?
Nope.
No. Okay. By Bach, Schubert, Foire's Requiem, Schubert's Song of the Spirits Over the Waters, Bach's Cantata 106, God's Time is Best, Maurice Green, Lord, Let Me Know Mine End.
They have very upbeat names, do they? I mean, it's not like they're doing, you know, going to rock this town or...
Well, it's Halloween.
Know. Well, I know, but this is pretty somber. I mean, the way you were listing that stuff off, you'd think you were walking into a crypt.
Well, it's All Saints Day and All Souls Day.
What time is it?
8:53.
Jenny Cooley Gallery on 826 Canyon Road. Is opening a Day of the Dead group show tonight, 5 to 7, and it's called Scary. There's a strange image in the Pasa Temple calendar.
There's some great stuff. There's
63.
Another. There's a great show.
Disturbing.
Ahalina Studios, 1422 2nd Street.
Inner Demons.
Inner Demons. It's a group show. There's a reception from 6 to 9 tonight. It's open to the public through Sunday, November 1st, and then again, the public can view it on Saturday and Sunday, November 7th or 8th. I recommend you check that show out.
Yikes.
There's a lot of great work in it.
There's scary stuff everywhere.
And this coming Monday night, a non-scary thing, at 6 o'clock at the Hotel Santa Fe Southwest Seminars continues its benefit lecture series, Mother Earth, Father Sky, Perspectives on the Environment and the West. Stephen Fox, a historian and author of the book John Muir and His Legacy, will be giving a lecture on Aldo Leopold and the Southwest 100 years later, and the lecture benefits the New Mexico Environmental Law Center.
Pretty nice.
And you can go to nmelc.org, like that's New Mexico Environmental Law Center.
That same night, the Middle Eastern Belly Dancing of Mosaic Dance Company will titillate your sensual juices at 7 o'clock at Body of Santa Fe, right across the street here, 333 Cordova Road. 986-0632, requested donation.
And Sunday, Susan Abbott sings with Lewis Wynn from 3:30 to 6 at Milagro.
Excellent. And also, isn't there something happening with Geeks Who Drink? Is that still happening at Cortisone and at the
That happens on Catamount? Wednesday nights, yeah.
When are we going to go do that?
Well,
what do you have to do to qualify as a geek? Do you have to show your pocket protector? I mean, what do you have to do?
It's just if you have a lot of useless knowledge
right.
and
oh
trivia
man.
stuck in your head that's just screaming to get out.
I'll be there.
You need to get the Corazon on Wednesday nights and check it out.
Totally.
And then give away nifty prizes, too.
Nifty.
Yeah.
Is Alex DeVore still hosting that?
I believe so, yes. I believe he is.
Okay.
And the Santa Fe Artist Market apparently is going strong by site Santa Fe. The hours are 8 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon until Christmas. And I think that is on Saturdays, but she didn't specify. When is the Saturday? Is it with the farmers market? Does anybody know? All right, never mind.
What is it?
The Santa Fe Artist Market?
Yeah, that's with the that's along with the farmers market.
So that's on Saturdays.
Saturdays.
Uh-huh. Okay, people who send announcements, please say the day it's going to be. Thank you very much.
Yes, but a lot of those art outdoor art cafes, the Santa Fe Artist Market at the Rally Art and the Santa Fe Farmers Market, they are continuing into the at least through November.
Did you just say continuating?
Yeah, I did. I like to conjugate verbs. That way we can coalesce
with
them.
It's continuing. You have continuation, but you don't have continuating. Just saying.
And you're continuing to always get me when I'm on your show. You want to have Bob DeWalt here to help
you
me.
You love it. Give me a break.
You know, Monday is also the first in the series by Oliver Prezant, The Art of Listening with Oliver Prezant. Georgia O'Keeffe Museum's Adult Learning Program is presenting the first of three listening workshops with the Santa Fe Community Orchestra music director, 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Monday the 2nd at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Education Annex. Now there's an individual workshop. There's you can pay a little bit more for the whole series. It continues November 9th and November 16th. So clear your schedules. Reservations are required. Call 946-1039 for more details on that. What I did yesterday. Yesterday was my 40th birthday. Went and treated myself to a little bit of dark chocolate at one of our local chocolatiers.
Happy birthday. Why didn't you tell me? Because I would have let you off work 20 minutes early.
40th. Birthday.
Oh, come on. I'm going on 50.
That.
Get over 40's it. 40's
great.
But it reminded me that Kakawa Chocolate House on Monday the 2nd is having a Dia de los Muertos group show.
Yeah.
They're having a reception on Monday from 5 to 8 p.m. And that show's going to be up through November. But I went to this chocolate shop and I asked the girl, I said, are you busy? And she said, you know, the funny thing is that everyone is coming in and saying that they've done all of their Halloween trick-or-treat candy shopping,
yeah.
But the real diehards are just now getting out and doing the candy shopping for themselves.
Oh, that's good.
So
I got to go by and get some caramel apples over there at the Senior Murphy's today. I know, those are good. Also, I like the Kit Kat bars you buy at CVS.
Gentlemen, it's wonderful to have you here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
It's wonderful to be had by you.
Robert Knott and Rob DeWalt.
That's us.
Of the Posse Tiempo, of
Baba
the Santa
Palooza.
Fe New Mexican.
Pick
it's
it
the Baba Palooza.
Of ghosts, man. Everything.
It's
there's
the zombie ghost extravaganza.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Scary.
And I'm scared.
Well, you should be.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.
We know that.
KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. Yeah. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. The podcast site is santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. All these people who I don't know are friending me on Facebook. I love it. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news
Phantom.
By KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that...
Kids, hide.
After that...
Jazz a la carte, but there's a ghost coming on.
Uh-oh.
There's a disembodied voice.
There's ghosts everywhere.
Kind of voice.
I don't know what to do. We've got 1 minute left. I think that the two of you should sing
a duet.
We should
sing the Monster Mash.
You know what? I don't
I
sing. I make it a point of not putting anyone through that. I make it a point.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
Monster Mash.
They always, at school, they would put me in the chorus and shove me in the back where the acoustics weren't too great, you know, so that no one would have to listen to me sing. So
aww.
We should just stick with Robert
Knott.
Everybody
loves Mary Charlotte sometimes.
And sometimes not.
Everybody loves your beautiful eyes. Something in your smile is telling me I'm in for a big surprise. Oh.
Robert Knott, thank you so much for being with us. Rob DeWalt, have a happy Halloween.
You
drive safely.
Let's bring him back for our annual Thanksgiving show.
Okay.
We need a turkey.
Don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no.
No, you shouldn't.
Do not drink and drive.
Seriously, walk.
Especially this weekend. Don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour.
That's right.
Yeah. There's going to be a high number of little children running in the street.
Saturday.
That's right.
Be careful.
And give them healthy candy.
Like what?
I don't know.
I mean healthy candy? You're the type that should give me apples when I was a kid.
Never
I never
mind.
Eat those things.
Hasta la vista, baby.
And I'll see you.